Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions, find out more about something, or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I received a press release from Tiger Wheel and Tyre the other day. Now, I normally skim these, not thinking they'll make the show in any way, but this one was different. Tiger Wheel took two identical Volkswagen Polos to the skid pan, one with worn tires and one with new tires, same tire size and both with the anti-skid software switched off. The results were a sobering reminder of how worn tires dramatically affect performance in the wet. They ran four tests, not the most scientific, but the results are completely instructive and irrefutable. Start with the straight line braking. At 60 kilometers an hour, the braking distance increased by 10 meters. Now, bear in mind, this doesn't sound like much until you realize it's two car lengths, and the pan was wet, not completely soaked. Take the speed up to a normal cruising 100 kilometers an hour, and the stopping distance increases by 35 meters. That's, what, six, seven car lengths. Remember, traction and braking are not linear with speed. Now, 35 meters is huge, and this is going to get you into a wet weather accident or incident for sure. They went on to do a sweeping turn with the worn tires quite unable to follow a reasonable curve at 60 kilometers an hour where the new tires were easily gripping. They then did a double lane change where the cones flew like skittles, and then again a Gymkhana-style exercise. Each time the new tires handling just fine with the professional drivers on board and the worn tires not gripping at all, with the handling expertise of the drivers keeping things reasonably tidy, but not staying inside the cones to any extent. The videos on Tiger Wheel and Tyre's channel on YouTube and are easy to find. It is a reminder, don't think your driving skills will overcome worn tires in the wet. They won't. You will have an incident. The minimum legal tread depth is 1 millimeter of tread remaining across the tire. These tests were done with the new tires at 7 millimeters and the worn tires at 2.1 millimeters, over double the legal tread limit and way above the tread indicators on your tire that are usually at about 1.6 millimeters. Now, wear indicators, for those of you who don't know, are little ridges inside the grooves of your tires that visually show you when your tires are worn out. They sort of come level, bring the inner casing of your tire, so to speak, level with the upper tread. Have a look, you'll notice them. With winter approaching, please don't ignore your safety and take a quick glance at your tire life. Please. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. FM.